proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. I want to take a few moments now and share an important thought and encouragement from the Word of God. With the world health crisis on our minds, wars in the Middle East, and rampant sin showing its ugly face, many people feel that this word is spinning out of control. Fear is common even among believers in Christ. Fear, though, is the result of sin. When Adam and Eve fell into sin in the Garden of Eden, one of the first emotions they encountered was fear. The world they knew previous to the fall was one of peace and stability. The world they knew afterward was one of instability. Through the years, God told Abraham, Joshua, and others his plans for them concerning the children of Israel. God often began his promise with these words, "Fear not." Whenever God spoke these words, he was preparing his people for a closer relationship with him. Not only did God give this command, but he would also give his promise, "I will be with you." Not many people like change, but God desires change in our hearts that we would be more conformed to the image of his dear Son. But what did Jesus have to say about fear? Hours before Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, he spoke these words to his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." The Word of God does wonders to comfort the troubled soul. In this, we can rest in the truth of the Scriptures. In the upper room, the disciples were filled with fear after the death of Jesus. Their lives were shattered when they thought their master was gone. After Jesus rose again from the dead, he appeared to his disciples saying, "Peace be unto you, Shalom Aleichem." His presence comforted them greatly. After Jesus went back to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit as the divine comforter for those that follow him. 2,000 years have passed since this event. Over the years, kingdoms have come and gone, but God's kingdom will have no end. So often, we are distracted by events of this world that some have even lost hope. Now, as we await for the Lord's return, we need to remember the promises of Jesus. Let's take a look now at one's fear and the future. In Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, he wrote of the Lord's promise to return for his own at the rapture. In doing this, he instructed the believers, "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." In the future, Jesus the Messiah will come to take this world and make the wrong things right. When we look at the big picture of the book of Revelation, we are reminded that the focus is not on the Antichrist, it is on Jesus Christ. The millennial age will bring a time of true peace upon this earth, especially after the tumultuous tribulation period. Jesus will turn a time of lawlessness to a time of righteous, sovereign rule. This perspective of the future events should encourage our hearts that God is in control, and his plan is perfect in every aspect. Isaiah 26 verse 3 reads, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." So how do we find true peace for today? It is worth reminding ourselves that the Scriptures say in light of the struggles of this life, 1 John 4:18 reads, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear." This love compels us to love others in the love of God. This is the reality of living out the hope that is in us. Trusting in God brings us a true shalom, or peace, that is beyond human comprehension. We can place our hope in Jesus. Until the Lord returns, we need to be working, watching, and waiting for the coming of the Lord. Keeping the Word of God close to our hearts should not cause us to be afraid, even during chaotic times, even the times that we live in. Rather, we should heed the Word of God and keep our focus fixed on Him and fear not. Now, thank you for tuning into today's program. If you can, please take a moment and send a note of appreciation to this radio station for airing this program. I trust that this has been a blessing to you. Now, if you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit our website at ibjm.org. And now, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.